02, 15, 22, 231, 011. The dollar amount, $183.14.
Those numbers probably don't make a lot of sense, but to Lee County Treasurer John Fritz, it's how his county stays afloat.
The left hand has to take in all the real estate tax money. The right hand has to distribute it out. So to finish up your tax year, you have a tax sale. And then we have a trustee who the county has employed to handle everything the tax buyers don't buy.
For the tax sale, Fritz acts as the county's auctioneer. The first number he reads to the dozen or so buyers in the room is the parcel number, followed by the delinquent tax amount. Then the bidders jump in. They aren't bidding on the homes themselves, but interest for the taxes owed on them, from 18% down to zero.
02, 15, 01, 200, 008. The dollar amount, $276.97.
18, 10, 9.
After the tax sale, property owners have 30 months to pay their overdue taxes with interest. If they don't pay by then, the buyer gets the deed to their property. Lawrence Bruckner travels to area tax sales and places dozens of bids. When he does is Lee County.
I rationalize it in my mind is that the county needs the money. I mean, this money goes to help run the schools, helps run the situation. Really, this is the stick to get everybody to pay their taxes. But there has to be at the end, and unfortunately not in government enough, there has to be some accountability. And at the final analysis, after sending them three notices and giving them 6 months, the government has to say enough is enough.
Bruckner says on rare occasions he does get the deed to the property, which he just sells. In Lee County, nearly 2,000 certified letters were sent to delinquent taxpayers this year. In the month before the sale, many people finally paid, but 500 bills became part of this sale. Interestingly enough, this sale didn't include four parcels with delinquent taxes. They belonged to former Dixon Comptroller Rita Crundwell, accused of misappropriating millions of dollars from the city's coffers. Fritz notified buyers of what he called the Rita problem.
I have a court order that I cannot sell her property.
Those properties would have been lucrative. Part of the competitiveness is that national buyers come to these county sales around the country to bid. Bruckner says he's one of the little guys.
The problem here is that it's very competitive, and the interest rates can go from 18 to zero. And as you see, this price of sale here today is going at 1, 2, and 3%. So you're getting about a 5, 6% return on your investment.
Treasurer Fritz says it's still a good investment if you can afford it.
You sure can't get that kind of money in the bank. So people that have money are tax buyers.
I'm Jenna Dooley,
15,
WNIJ News.
The dollar amount, $55.47.
17, 50, 12, 11, 9, 8, 4, 3, 9.